Are you the bigger jerk if you borrow someone's stapler from time to time and forget to return it? Or if you write on the stapler, not Angie's stapler, calling the person out by name as a stapler thief? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty bad when you have to label stuff. You guys must have a lot of kleptos, man. It's just like in the army. Everything disappears.
Is that right?
Yes, everything is labeled with everybody's stuff, like mine, not yours. Yeah, you'll catch a straight-up ass-whooping if you take somebody's stapler around here.
Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
You wouldn't just get your name written on their stapler?
No, oh, you'd get that, but then you'd get an ass-whooping, too, for stealing it.
Wow. So this Angie's actually lucky. Well, maybe this Angie did. I haven't heard anything about this Angie in a while, so.
Maybe that's why she's not here.
She sounds like a bad person. Come on, stealing somebody's stapler.
Yeah, but what about, I don't know. I don't know if Angie's any worse than the person that feels the need to write her name on the stapler as not Angie Stapler, just telling the entire world for years to come that, you know, Angie was
a
stapler thief.
A bad person.
Yeah.
Huh. Wait, so you guys don't know who wrote not Angie Stapler?
We don't know.
Maybe it's somebody from the past that doesn't work at Power Hits anymore.
I sure hope not, because I don't want to be labeled like this. That's
no,
for sure.
Stukes, I wouldn't label you, buddy.
Never. Okay. I think everyone else has already labeled me, and it's just all caps, lame.
That's not cool.
I know.
Darian, what's up with that?
Well, he kind of is.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Messed up. That's messed up.
Well, we appreciate the call, bro.
All right, later.
See you. I think he wanted to hit on you longer, but it's okay. Stukes in the morning, go ahead.
Hey, I think it's probably a joke.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, at my work, I have on my stuff, it says Jennifer's office, just so nobody would, like, take it, and they would, like, oh, well, this isn't mine. As in, I think it was probably a joke, because I wouldn't want to put somebody's name on my stuff and be like, don't be touching this, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That's why I'm kind of thrown off by this.
So, yeah, I think it might, I don't know, I think it might be a joke, because from what I do, I wouldn't do that. I think it's kind of rude.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's my main point here. I think this person that writes not Angie Stapler is worse of a person than Angie is for stealing staplers.
Yeah.
So maybe you're right. Maybe it was just a friendly little joking thing.
I hope so.
I don't know. As old as the stapler is, the joking may have not existed back then.
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We have some old staples in our office.
Yeah, that's a good point, because the stapler could be 30 years old and the note on there could be 10.
Yeah.
This whole thing on there could be 10. It's definitely typed.
Yeah.
See, it's front desk. It says typed there.
Yeah.
And then right above it says not Angie Stapler in actual writing.
Yeah.
So front desk at first. Someone wrote front desk at first, I think, to deter Angie. So she'd go, oh, this says front desk on it. I better return it. That didn't work. And then so they came back and wrote not Angie Stapler because it was that big of a problem. I don't know.
Well, I think it's probably a joke because Since I put, like, Jennifer's office on my supplies, you know, I think it'd be rude if I put, oh, not Carol's, or, oh, not
Carol's the one that always steals your stuff?
Usually.